Well, the PNC Festival of Light has been going on for a full generation. This is our 31st year. So literally, I meet people all the time who got engaged at the zoo during Festival of Lights. Some even met their spouse at a time when they were here. And folks now bring their kids, and some even bring their grandkids to the zoo because we've been doing it a long time. So it's a thing that's very important to the Cincinnati community.
What's the theme and what's new this year?
You know what's neat, of course, is we have more lights than we've ever had and lots of new activities. A thing that's new this year is we're involved with Drew Lachey and his Lachey art students. Every night of the PNC Festival of Lights, we'll have a quartet of singers from his group involved here at the zoo, and it's really just great entertainment, and folks will get a big kick out of it. We're talking about people that are training to be professional performers, really bringing it. In fact, at tonight's kickoff and tree lighting, they'll perform on stage with Drew himself and his wife, Leah, so it'll really be fun.
Add another whole layer of atmosphere, and in addition to the displays and activities, people can still see lots of animals.
Oh, absolutely. If it's freezing out, we've got plenty of indoor buildings, so you can go inside and see warm weather animals, such as manatees and monkeys, and then go outside and see cold weather animals that are very active this time of year, everything from river otters to wolves to sea lions to polar bears to camels. And, of course, there's plenty of chance to get hot chocolate and warm up in our cafe as well.
What time do the lights come on? What time should people arrive?
Well, it starts every evening at 5 o'clock, and folks should come on down. If the weather's really good that night, you should come early so you avoid the crunch of trying to get in at 5. But it runs till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on weekends. And I think people know how to do the PNC Festival of Lights. They've been doing it for years. But some other things that are new this year that are fun, we've added a couple of new movies as well as a favorite down at our 4D theater. We have the film Ice Age, A Mammoth Christmas, along with the ever-popular Polar Express. And speaking of Polar Express, we've added that theme to our most favorite attraction, which is our train. So when you ride the zoo's train, it has less of a safari theme and more of a Polar Express.
Sounds like the options are just never ending at the PNC Festival of Lights. You can find out how to get more information about the Festival of Lights on our website at wnku.org under local news. Thane Maynard, thank you.
Matt, always good to talk to you. Thanks. I'll see you out here at the PNC Festival of Lights.